At the Altec Rebelation, I am speaking to one of the chief rebels right now, Dr. Mark Lyons. And Mark, we're about halfway through this this year's symposium. It's been interesting how we've integrated the what we called the Global 500 event into this. It also means we have a much larger crowd, so I understand about 3,000. Just before we get into anything, what's your thoughts so far on what you've seen and heard and your interaction with people here from all over the world?
Yeah, it's been tremendous. 63 countries, 3,000 people bringing also, I guess we could also add in our people who came in for a craft beer event on Saturday and get those numbers up, including the half marathon I ran on Saturday, and then you get up to something like 10,000. So it's exciting. You know, this is the typical, as I said yesterday, rebel situation of Dr. Lyons, of him taking something which we all said, hey, it's pretty good. Symposium has been a great success, and transforming it into something much bigger. So the interaction, I think, has been wonderful. Bringing our President's Club in has meant that these owners and CEOs of companies who often were at an event separate, you know, at a different time of year, are here in the middle of the whole program, and they brought their colleagues. And the conversations I think they're having, and the real benefit, I suppose, of the program, I think will be magnified due to that piece being involved. And, of course, the Global Beef and Dairy being here means you have those guys with their boots on the ground and mud on them to really be talking about what's happening, and this not be some hairy-fairy technical conference that doesn't actually achieve anything. So I think it's maybe the moment that Altec is in right now. We want to be very relevant. We want to keep the science going and the innovation, but we really need to make sure that something happens, and that's what Altec is all about.
Well, one thing I've noticed in about 10 years is that you're just not standing still, you know, going, this is great, this is a great place we're at right now, and can we just, you know, relax and do this for a while? No, it's I guess part of that rebel attitude and innate curiosity of what can be done and how and where and who that seems to be driving a lot of the success that you've had too in Altec.
Yeah, I think it's constantly questioning. It's a challenging way to operate. We have some people come in the company and they're not used to it, or they're not comfortable with, you know, somebody always saying, well, what if we did it some other way? And that creates, I think, a unique culture within the business. And I think you're right. I do think it you know, ends up meaning that you're a lot more proactive in overcoming challenges, because you're constantly seeking out new ways to do things. It's also one where I would say one of the things I enjoy the most of this week is getting together with the other colleagues in other parts of the world, because we're all, you know, trying new things, and so to be able to exchange ideas and notes on how we're addressing market issues is very beneficial. The company is getting to a size now, over 4,000 people, that you don't have those interactions that you used to be able to have on such a regular basis. So, you know, internally also for us, it's an important activity.
Well, looking at the global perspective here, not only just because of the attendees here from all these countries, but Altec with its growth and into so many countries, you probably have an interesting perspective that a lot of Americans may not have about food and how food is being produced and what people think of food in, let's say, China versus the United States or Brazil. And are there some things that you've seen that you could maybe offer some thoughts on in terms of what you see happening, what you think we may continue to see here in the U.S. in terms of how people are looking at their food, becoming more familiar or trying to of how it's made and where it comes from?
Yeah, I think that we're seeing consumers probably more diverse and more similar at the same time. They want safe food. They want nutritious food. They want to know where it comes from. They want that traceability aspect everywhere, and for different reasons. And so for some people, it might be around animal welfare. Other people, it might be their concern what ingredients are being put in. Some people, it might be genuine food safety concerns. So I think there's also such diversity in what they're looking for. And if you look at the food industry, they're having to come out with so many new products all the time. And I don't think that trend's going to slow up. It's also been interesting to see, you know, in the 3 years I have now living in China, my colleagues have probably gone from, you know, most of them saying, yeah, foreign is going to KFC, to foreign being, hey, there's a new Peruvian place that opened and there's a new Italian across the road that, you know, it's not even Italian, it's from, you know, Napoli and has some real authenticity and connection to its source. And so just so many different things transpiring and taking place, and I think a lot of this is being obviously driven through social media and through the internet, that people can see things in other places. People are traveling, but if they can't travel basically for free, they can get some information, and I think that is causing such diversity in terms of tastes and interests, and that's a great opportunity for the food industry.
Well, I heard Colin Powell, who spoke, he mentioned China at one point and talked about it not actually from a perspective I thought he would, but he really said, you know, this is a country that's a good trading partner. We have some pretty well-established business relationships. Maybe in some ways it's in China's best interest to keep those strong when you consider the investments they've done here, for example. Seemed to me like, you know, that kind of connection is maybe lost on a lot of people who, you know, aren't involved in those kinds of things.
Absolutely. I don't think we realize how important China has been as a trading partner, and normally we just look at the you know, made in China type of aspect of it and think, well, they're just selling us everything cheap. China is, its number one concern is itself, same as every big country. The U.S. is absolutely the same, Russia's the same, Brazil's the same. You know, it, they're shifting now to a consumption model where they will be really producing, and really their entire economy, the major part of their economy is going to be based on their population, because their population is much more wealthy now. Labor costs are going up an incredible level. We'll mention that a little bit tomorrow. And all costs actually are going up. And that starts to create a scenario where manufacturing in America and selling in China is absolutely a reality, and it's taking place today. China is our largest, not only largest trading partner, but largest potential trading partner. And yes, they have a different system, which he said, and maybe some people don't like it, but it's evolving as well. And as their population changes, a lot of things and a lot of very intelligent people over there are questioning, are changing, are shifting. But they don't have the open public dialogue that we have. But there is absolutely a dialogue taking place. I think living there, you really start to see a little bit behind the scenes of that. And it's a very, very dynamic place.
If you look at the changes that are taking place in the culture here in America, largely driven by people who moved here from other countries, you know, you just got to assume that, or I do maybe, just assume that this is happening in other countries where they have very strict cultural mores and stuff. But, you know, once you start kind of being a little more open and allowing that dialogue to happen, and we hope there will be more of it in countries like China, seems natural that people could decide to change some of their ways of thinking.
Certainly, and I think it's, I was speaking with a gentleman who works in the government a little while ago, and he was talking about how his son is using social media and the information that his son is accessing and all of this, and you're thinking, okay, this is a Chinese government official, you know, and he's dealing with the exact same stuff that every other, you know, parent is thinking about. And is quite keen on that, and is thinking, okay, this is a future direction. This next generation is going to take on these challenges, and how do we need to shift in our society? And I think when you have lifted 400 million people out of poverty, you know, bigger than the U.S. population, in a very short amount of time, that is something that I think we all kind of have to tip our hat to. But a lot of that has happened, and the top guys and the smart guys there know a lot of that has happened through collaboration, and that's happened with major trading partners like the U.S. When you go to China and you see the deep relationships that a lot of the companies enjoy, you know, U.S. companies enjoy, I think you can really see the influence that has taken place. The first, we have a representative here from a company called CCTI. It's a joint venture between CP and Continental Grain. Continental Grain, a very significant American business. and they had the first license to operate a feed mill in China. When they go to meetings, they are seen as the teachers and very revered. And so I think that, you know, we see it in this kind of, I suppose we've gotten into a mentality, I suppose, of thinking always in a militaristic way and thinking about this confrontation, and perhaps it's the Cold War still lingering in our minds, but this is not the same. This situation is, I think, quite dynamic, complex, but also it is a true partnership.
So when you get introduced in China, do they say, well, this is His Reverence Mark Lyons, who will now teach you what you need to know?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I think we are respected. I think that Alltech is seen as an interesting and dynamic company, but at the same time, you know, we're there to do business, and we're there to continue to support the industry. And it's based on those. I think everything in China is a little bit, to take an American phrase, what have you done for me lately? That is a very important thing there. And everybody's thinking of going forward. They're extremely hardworking, and they're thinking about what advantage they can gain. And I think that that is sometimes surprising to people when we think of it as a collective and harmonious society. Sure, but, you know, as long as I'm doing a little bit better than you.
That's so unusual. To close here, because I know your schedule is very busy here today, any parting thoughts for folks who would be going away from this year's Rebelation?
You know, the question we always ask is, what are you going to do differently on Thursday after the meeting's over? And that's, I think, what it is all about. We ask all of our own people about that. You know, take away a few key points, take away some actions that you can really say, yeah, this is something that I took away of value. There's certainly a lot of contacts that are made, and that's a big challenge for people. You know, you go back, you got a pile of work on your desk, and you're behind on your emails. But following up with those individuals is very important, especially to do it quickly. You know, Dr. Lyons likes to talk about the opportunity of a lifetime has to take place in the lifetime of the opportunity. And I think that's certainly the case with something like Rebelation. We hope that we are instilling a certain level of urgency in everybody in attendance. And I think that's the number one thing to take away, is focus on a couple of the key things that were really high priority. Don't try and do everything. And make sure that this was a special and impactful time for you.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark, and to all of the Dr. Lyonses, because you have a group of them here, you know. Really appreciate the opportunity to come back to this event. It's really a highlight on my schedule, and, you know, I like to hope that we've helped convince some people this is something that needs to be on their schedule, too. So from this year's Alltech Rebelation, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.